But yeah, we got other things to talk about, man. Other shit to discuss.
I know what I want to talk about.
Yeah, what is it?
I want to talk about BET.
Okay. And what exactly about BET?
I'm mad at BET, man. I want to know what I'm mad at BET. Let me just...
It means a lot of reasons to be. So, go ahead.
I am so mad at BET. What the fuck did Jay come up with this program selection that they got?
What's that?
They got Hell Date. What the fuck is that?
I watched Hell Date. Yeah, it's kind of funny.
My favorite part of that whole motherfucking show
with a midget pop.
It's a little dwarf. I'm gonna call him a dwarf because that's politically correct.
Shout out to dwarfs.
Shout out to dwarfs.
Fucking assholes, man.
Shout out to dwarfs.
No, I'm not. Yeah, I'm
trying to tell you.
Got nothing wrong with little people. They cool.
Little people.
What's up?
Not midgets. I'm not sure if they want to be called midgets.
I don't think they like midgets.
I
think it's little people.
Yeah. These little motherfuckers. I'm trying to tell you, man. Them little motherfuckers. That's the best part of that whole goddamn show. This is some garbage.
No, it ain't garbage. Go ahead. I'll let you go ahead. Finish your thought.
College Hill.
Garbage.
The fuck are you doing with a College Hill show? Y'all motherfuckers. Yo, what is the competition?
Come on.
Just like us. If you want to compete, you must throw money at the feet. You dig? That means College Hill compared to what are they?
You know they're going head to head with the real world.
Yeah. There's no real. That's 20 years strong. Real World with the white folks that I like to watch.
Which I used to. I've given up
What's
on Real
What's up
world,
with
though.
The vanilla face?
I can't fuck with Real World no more.
I do. I fucks with them.
It's the same shit every season.
Yeah.
You got some.
Just like life.
You got your token. You got
gay.
He said token.
Yeah, you got token gay, token black.
Yeah.
And then sometimes they mix in an Asian or a Hispanic person just for kicks.
Asian.
Yeah.
Where's my
Asian.
Where's
I bet
my
that
whites?
Most of the time.
And y'all the majority, like always. So it's a whole bunch of y'all. Y'all got usually 4 out of the 8. And then y'all be on there doing your thing. And then there's always the drunk white bitch that fucks everybody in the house and
sucks
then
sucks them off.
Regrets it. Yeah, right. She's always hurt. The black dude's always angry.
I hurt my own feelings.
There's always.
I can't say always because they had one black dude. What's my man? He was too cool for me.
No fucking
he didn't get mad at shit hardly.
Oh, the dude with the glasses?
Yeah, that guy.
He, when they was Chicago.
Yes.
Yo, I keep up on my shit. And want to know what? He's a fag. Let you know. Shouts to fags. Nah.
Yeah, I gotta get a Borat. Not
pause.
Yeah, I'm straight on that. But nah, man, College Hill comes off like a knockoff.
But that's not the only knockoff.
BET is an MTV's own station.
BET is supposed to be Black Entertainment Television. What the fuck is blacks being entertained by? Bullshit. You got Hell Day. You got College Hill. You got Iron Ring. You got the motherfucking wackest show on TV.
I don't get
Poker
Iron
Stars.
Ring.
Black Poker Stars is the wackest TV on TV.
Iron Ring, I watch because I like fighting. Any MMA, I'm going to watch it, but it's not a good
show. But you watch the good shit, too.
Yeah. And Iron Ring is...
Spike TV.
Iron Ring is garbage. You see the episode where Jewels was, this one chick, her boyfriend just got slammed on his fucking dome.
Yeah.
Nigga unconscious.
No, he all right, baby.
He built for this,
he
all
right, baby.
He's good.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm like, how you gonna tell this lady's
come on.
Her dude in the ring, unconscious, looking all fucked up, and he telling you he built for this? Shut the fuck up. Exactly. That nigga cuckoo, man. You get your skinny ass in the ring, Joel.
Right.
Get dropped on your helmet, and then right. We'll see how you feel.
Right. Well, matter of fact, put a white people's spike helmet on. Drop you on your head.
We'll see
helmet. Yeah, we'll see if you stick in the ground, Jewels.
Yeah,
no, I'm
man.
Just saying. Yeah. Like, no, that show is like the wackest. Like, you got to throw money at this shit, man. How we gonna compete? If this is Black Entertainment Television, BET is the only shit we gonna have ever.
Think about it, though,
as
man.
As far as a channel for us, Black Movie Power, all this. No, you got to throw more money at it because look at the competition, man.
But everything ain't bad. Like, American Gangster is a well-produced, well-done, top-notch shit.
That's true. But that's not produced by BET. They bought it. And
I mean, well, I'm just saying, it don't matter. They air it, and they own the rights to it.
The thing is that BET and MTV are both owned by what, Viacom? Where's the money being allocated? MTV.
It's clear.
VH1 for my nigga Flavor. Yeah.
And that go back to Oil. Oil had a verse at the end of the They Should All Get Lynched where he was like,
oh, we gotta call him.
Chuck D. Oh, we gotta call him?
Oh, not him. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. Who this? Who this?
Pass him right through. Can I pass him right through?
Hey, what's good? Who's this?
Yeah.
Yo.
What's popping?
Yeah, this Suge Knight Jr. was on the board.
Oh, what's good with you, man?
What's going on, son?
Nah, no,
yo,
man,
I had to comment, man. I mean, I you know, excuse me, I had to take my son out for some personal stuff, you know.
It's all good.
But New York Oil, man, I gotta address that whole Nas situation. He's really off based on his facts.
Okay, which part of, I mean, you talking about going back to the ancient, like, not ancient, but the old history of Nas back in the early 90s, or are you talking about
the history of Nas? I'm not dealing with the whole nigga situation. You know, I understand the controversy over that. Hell, I don't even agree with that, mm-hmm. you know? But the history, I was there as a fan. I was buying mixtapes, recording off of Stretch Armstrong when Nas was first getting popping.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you for a fact, it wasn't no conspiracy or hype from the source that set Nas up to be the legend that he is.
It was the classic album, Illmatic.
It was a classic album, that's it. It was hot on the streets.
But and why,
the source,
but
like
Oil said that
else,
too, though. He admitted that that album is a classic. But he said he's still getting mileage off that one album. That's what that was his argument. Oil said that Illmatic was a classic album. He said it was hot. He never hated on that. What he said is that he's never seen one dude get more mileage off of an album that was, what's that, what, 14 years ago?
You talking about the Source Mag album?
No, article? That's understandable, but if you also notice in the transcripts, you know, if y'all can translate, he also said that the Source hyped him up like he was the greatest thing, and the audience kind of fell into that, you know?
Did you read the article?
No, I listened to the show. He said that on the show.
No, he's talking about, did you read the Source article? Because I was reading Source back then, too.
I read the Source article. Yeah, it was true. It did. It was a lot of hype, but it lived up to the hype.
It did.
Know?
It did. And they did hype Nas up like he's the second coming.
Right.
But
what do you expect? You got Premier, Pete Rock, and Large P on it. That's like Bach, Beethoven, and
royalty.
On, you
yeah, you had, yeah, you had New York royalty producing the album.
You had
a young dude
so
spitting heat.
It was expected to be hype. I mean, so I don't understand how he made it seem like the fans were so naive to just to hype him up like that. He was hot.
Now, I think, you know what I'm saying? I feel your point. I think, I'm not trying to defend Oil, but I think where he was getting at was
I'm
saying
sorry.
That.
I'm sorry. You are running low on calling credit. Your call will be disconnected in 1 minute.
You know we in the hood, baby.
We still got you there?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. No, I think what's happening is, what he was saying is not that that album was all fluff or all hype. He's not saying
right.
that. I think what he was getting at was that the people pumped him up. The album delivered, but since then he has so much media hype that he's had to live up to that. That's a burden, like he said. He said that's a hell of a lot of weight to place on a young dude, and he's been trying to live up to that album ever since.
It is. But all greats are accounted for like that. With Dre, we still looking for that chronic, that deep to live up to the chronic.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean?
That's true. And we could have went further on the conversation with Oil. I think, to me, Stillmatic was right close to Illmatic. Stillmatic
mm-hmm.
was
yeah.
a bang.
That shit was fire to me. He's fallen from grace.
I'm sorry. You have run out of calling credit. Your call will be disconnected now.
Yeah. That's what happens.
Yo. You want to know what happens when you have white people in charge of your minutes and you're a black person? Hood shit happens, man.
Oh, shit.
Sure, call back in, baby.
Wait a few before we call back in. Or is it all set up here? Is it all good?
Mac, make
it's
sure.
It's 800 number,
do
man.
Not cut this out the show. This is the hoodest shit in the world. To me, this is this epitomizes. Exactly, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. This epitomizes what I've been talking about when I've been saying hood shit.
Fuck did I do,
when,
man?
When I'm
800.
Yo,
shit.
You know white people in charge of the
I'm
phone
trying
minutes.
To give you a platform.
White people are always in charge of the phone minutes,
I'm
man.
I'm trying to give you a platform.
You got an AT&T tattoo on your arm right motherfucking now. You getting you making a profit off of these minutes we using, man.
This is out of pocket, man.
It's Mac, you were supposed to have an 800 number directly.
Jesus Christ.
To siphon from your bank account. Don't you know that?
Exactly.
Supposed to take your money. Come on. God damn it.
I'm giving you a platform.
I thought that your AT&T minutes came out of your fees from being in
okay,
the group.
Call back in.
From being in the meetings.
Call definitely. Back in.
Yo, you want
to send your donations to PayPal. No,
thank you, because we broke in the motherfucker. Jesus I can relate to the struggle, god damn it. Y'all want to get to a track real fast?
Yeah.
And wait for Shook to call back.
Yeah. You know what? We'll bust a podcast up into two episodes.
Sure, call back in 3 minutes. Play this track.
No doubt about it, man. This right here. This
my bad.
This another older track.
What's up with the fans?
We can, we can get some oil later. This right here, though, is Jen Cade. It's called Closer. This was a hot track that we spun just a little while ago.
My bad.
Oh, man. Mac, you just...
You're on a... You been drinking? NYO has me shook.
He been drinking since 4 a.m.
Oh, shit. Oh, goddamn. I just did it myself. Now you no longer...
And you woke up with him.
Pause. Yeah, Jen K, Closer, man. Episode 64, the live show.
And if you purchased this, congratulations. If you got a copy, shame on you. Hottest on the market. He was meant to be. Mama was a lesbian. Bars pops only one time. She had sex with him. And they used protection and I still came about. I ripped through that latex so much to save sex. I was meant to touch y'all verbally. As of right now, you never heard of me. But due to rap's urgency for greatness, 07's gonna be here. The John Grace Gage shit, I'm coming to invade it. Nigga, I'm a genius. All you real hip-hop heads out there need this show. Lead us. Been hot since Big had that cleanest, meanest, penis. He's just levels and levels beyond most. Doesn't matter what coast, whether you blood or loc, what, whether you new or old, Spanish menudo. When you hear K flow, they be mucho more slow. I'm coming for the gold like Albert Pujols. Closer to the big screen, closer to the bright lights, closer to the scene. Closer to the mansions, closer to the Hamptons, closer to the green. Closer to the groupies, but the way I fuck a nigga closer than it seems. But I'm trying to get closer to the stars, getting closer to the state. A million is my dream. I'm coming to save the day like Mariano, cause my ribs is touching, I'm far beyond broke. So can someone please call the y'all Cole, or call the boss Hove and tell him to throw dope. Tell M, tell Jimmy, tell 50 I sell. Dre already went and signed Puerto Rican Joel. So they're hoping that this sets a trend, let us Puerto Ricans in. Tell Jermaine Dupri that I can write for his youngest. Tell Puffy I can throw bad boy on my back. For my publishing, he gon' have to come off that. Nigga, I'm from the hood, so I kick the hood music. Tell Kanye it's still all good music. Cause somebody please tell Luda I'm a beast. Out in every area cold, I disturb the peace. Tell niggas that I'm ready for war. Go tell Jimmy that I'm ready to ball. Closer to the big screen, closer to the bright lights, closer to the scene. Closer to the mansions, closer to the Hamptons, closer to the green. Closer to the groupies, but the way I fuck a nigga closer to the scenes. But I'm trying to get closer to the stars, getting closer to the state. A million is my dream. It's JK, the most certain rookie, and I eat these beats like virgin pussy. God bless me, the devil try to hex me. My life sucks, so I take the gift that God gave me and write stuff, hoping to dream of one day that it might touch a A&R producer or a DJ who sees that. Everything that K got right now, the game need that. Roll over my tracks, nigga, give me some feedback. You a hater or a rapper if you just don't see that. A hater gon' do what a hater do, hate. And every rapper whack and nice always believe that he great. But let me just state, nigga, I determine they fake. I ain't come up what you came up with. All your new favorites. You 20, you was 5 when I was listening to Kane and shit. KRS, Slick Rick, G-Rap, and Rakim. Through my growth process, I took something from them. Yeah. Closer to the big screen, closer to the bright lights, closer to the scene. Closer to the mansions, closer to the Hamptons, closer to the green. Closer to the groupies, but the way I fuck a nigga closer than it seems. But I'm trying to get closer to the stars, getting closer to the state. A million is my dream.
Is it all right?
Yeah.
That's good shit right there, man.
Yeah, I love that beat. That beat reminds me of 19.
That shit mellowed in the
motherfucker. 84, and how good it felt to be alive. You dig?
I said you an 80s baby.
Exactly.
No doubt, man.
84.
We got my man on the line yet
or no?
What's up?
What's good? Nah, I don't think we got.
Hey,
hello.
Hey, what's happening? Who is that?
It's gone. I don't know who the fuck that was. Some Asian motherfucker.
Who that was?
He's Mac just hung up on you because you're Asian. I don't hear that.
No, no, I didn't. The shit just disconnected.
Oh, you hung up on us because you're Asian?
Yeah, that must have been. Fuck it.
That's not cool.
But we still waiting on Suge Knight Jr. to call back. We can continue that discussion. And shoot, man, if oil up for it or something, we might be able to hook up a conference call, man, so we can go ahead and talk this out on the air.
Yeah, we worked it out. We worked that out.
Yeah, I would love to hear that shit get discussed and get aired out because I feel somewhat what Suge Knight Jr. was saying, but I think he kind of had, oil's message a little bit twisted.
I could walk the fuck out of this room right now.
How? Why is that?
I have nothing to say.
Why, dude? That's what I'm saying. Why is you?
I'm not even strapped today.
No, man. Where's the taser?
No tasers, nothing.
I don't even have a taser. Exactly.
We good.
Relax. I still got these two things with me. We got Jack Johnson and Bill Russell.
Tom O'Leary and Jack Johnson.
What's up with the vanilla face?
Oh, shit, man. Y'all crazy. But okay, so yeah, we was still on the BET shit. Are we done with that? We were saying that shit ain't distributed fairly money wise. You said BET don't got the budget,
we should have done this episode in February.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Black History Month.
Hell yeah!
Oh, you bastard, you.
Ain't nothing wrong.
What the fuck do you have to do with Black History Month, J-Mac?
Nothing, man. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
I should have stepped the fuck out of the room.
You have no influence on any music that gets spun in the month of Feb. For a total of four weeks, for real talk. This year we had 4 weeks plus a day, too.
Mm-hmm.
We can tell you shut the fuck up.
We got the extra day.
What the fuck do white people get?
The whole year.
Everything else in February.
Every history book. Yeah, that's all you.
Come on! every month of the year plus February.
Y'all got
I love you motherfuckers. You guys suck, man. You're short. Because you're fucking right.
J-Mac, why you always tense and scared, baby?
Why am I scared?
Tense and scared.
I'm a high strung individual.
That's true. You need more fiber in your diet.
Hold on. Let's talk about the Ms. Rap Supreme shit, though. Because that's another show to me that's corny as fuck.
Yeah,
it's in the notes, so I'm going to talk about
it. All right, let's talk about it.
I haven't watched, so I don't know who here has. Have you?
Oh, I've watched it.
What's with the silent background?
It's off of my playlist, though.
It's off your playlist.
Ever since Kaya, what the fuck's her name? Ever since this bitch came through and spit some written shit.
My neck. My back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that bitch.
Yeah, and it's... and in search.
Uh-oh. We got another call, man. Go ahead and see who that is.
Man, good luck.
But yeah, go ahead. You think the show is, to me, it seems wack. I've watched the highlights.
It's that ego tripping shit from search. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, like white rapper show.
Exactly.
Which was lame.
How the fuck does that look though, man? You got MC Search being like a
white person.
Get the fuck out. Yeah.
Step off.
That's what it is.
Well, how do you feel about that, Mac? Do you feel like you can't even say step off?
I would never say step off.
No, but before him, you could have. And now you can't. What up?
We're going to get back. Yeah, this is the Suge Knight Jr. The Suge Knight Jr. on the line?
Yeah. All right,
What's good, man? So, yeah, man. Yeah. My bad. We got to apologize for our hood technical difficulties.
I appreciate that. You know, I'm not in all that commercial stuff. Cause at first, I was there. I thought y'all was one of those okay player sites. You know, talking all that.
You said the naughty word.
Condescending hip hop stuff. You know, I just want to keep it real. You know,
negative.
So I like the site, but back to the statement. You know, I mean, the reason why I came to the site because I peeped New York's article. I felt it. I felt what he was saying about Nas. I felt like it was a gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like, you know, it's a marketing ploy. Sounds like he's desperate.
That was my first reaction, and I told him that.
Rosenberg approached that from the get-go in that interview.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the other thing, too, though, like, you know, we was talking the other day, Mac, and you was like, if he feels that strongly about stuff, how come he don't, instead of putting it out through hip-hop, why doesn't he just do public speaking? But then I went to his MySpace page.
He's not articulate enough to do that.
No, he does do.
I mean, you can go to the MySpace page and schedule the dude to come to speak to a high school. If you got a college,
I'm in Atlanta. He stays in Atlanta. I mean, he hardly has no presence here. All he does is, you know,
the
appearances. I mean, he still got that low key Rakim aura.
You talking about Nas, right?
Like Harris One, you know, out there.
Who are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm talking about Nas. I don't see him as that. I think somebody said he doesn't follow through.
Yeah, okay. I was talking about NY Oil.
I agree with New York Oil on that.
Okay.
Know?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, we got to switch up.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
My thing is,
now go ahead.
I felt like the issue about his history can't be denied. You know, the man was wrong. You know, and I didn't need the source to hype me up into believing that he was a legend, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I felt like, I mean, it was there. I remember the Stretch and Barbito freestyles. I had the tapes buying them from Fulton Square and being like, man, this boy right here is like Rakim in a different fashion, a more street fashion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't expect Illmatic to come back. I don't expect that flow. That's the same argument Jay-Z was making. I mean, goddamn, it ain't like Jay-Z gonna make another Reasonable Doubt, you know?
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, we expect too much from this man and a lot of these artists where, you know, and I don't know if it's settled for less, but I think he's all right, talent-wise. I just felt like conscious-wise, like New York Oil says, he's falling off. You know, you don't know where he's going with it, if it's shock value or he really sincere. But the man is always going to be a legend. I don't think he's overhyped. He's legendary, you know?
Yeah, and from day one, when the album first came out, I supported it just because I'm a Nas fan. I said, give him the benefit of the doubt and see where he's going to go with it. So far, exactly. I ain't seen a whole lot. I don't know how much of that is the label or how much of that is him maybe. Right. Let's say he's having trouble scrambling, you know, to make the shit make sense and make it coherent. I don't know. And maybe it's the label trying to, if NYO's theory might be right, maybe it's the label saying, no, you need to approach it like this or do that.
That's another issue we need to take into consideration. And I told Cats this because I write on SOH, I write for a lot of blogs. I said this earlier, that the Def Jam deal would get him to compromise a lot of his artistry, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And we've seen that. When they sign these mega deals, I mean, my brother's in the independent game now. He's looking at a deal now, and there's so much compromise you got to do where you're basically not yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you see the transition from the mixtape cat, and you'd be like, damn, he was hot on the mixtape, but when he put out a commercial album, he sucks. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's always the age-old question. Why is that? How come he spit bars on his mixtape, but then you buy the album, and it's dumbed down? No, that goes for a lot of people.
It's three letters.
That's a lot of people. That shows you the control, the lack of control we have in hip-hop, you know, and it goes beyond a racial thing. You know, I'm black and everything, but I know it's more of a corporate thing.
Yeah.
You know, real talk.
Exactly.
What's up with the Vanilla Face?
You know?
For sure. You right on that, man.
Yeah, it's a corporate thing because, I mean, even with a lot of I'm in the South. I know, I personally know some of these whack rappers down here, and they got some hot material. You know, I've seen Plies do some good social commentary.
Okay, man, Hurricane Chris is a perfect example.
Let's get to that, too, real quick.
I want to talk about that.
Because I found myself right now, honestly, I'm angry at the South. And don't get me wrong, I'm a long time South listener.
Love South.
No doubt. I had A-Ball MJG coming out hard back before anybody knew who the fuck A-Ball MJG was.
T.I.
Yes, T.I. back when nobody knew who the fuck he was when, you know, his first album dropped.
I'm serious.
Mm-hmm. Right. So the thing is, though, lately, it seemed like there's like a template for making a South song. You either got your little synth sounds with the snaps, or you got your club
shit. Yeah.
Or you got the club shit with the clap. Everybody talking about money or...
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Be honest. The whole game. Region is talking about money. The whole game talks about money.
Yeah, and I'm
but
sick
the
of
South,
it. Yeah.
We make it more effective because we're basically a club environment.
That's true.
I ain't gonna lie. There is nothing to do down here. I've been in Georgia for a while. You know what I'm saying?
You hear how he said it? He's
like... You know, I'm not trying to get nothing you. You know, I'm from the tri-state, but here... It's the most exciting thing you could do is go to the club and get up with a bro and listen to these ignorant.
No. I've been to Atlanta a lot of times, and the most exciting thing you could do is try to drive when it's raining or when it's a little bit of snow on the ground. Because it's a wrap.
See, I'm in the backwoods of Georgia, you know. So Atlanta, it's a little more culture there. You know?
And I heard y'all got enough females to get up on too. I heard it's like 3 to 1 down there.
It's crazy. It's my professor the other day in statistics told us on our campus alone in this city is 10 women to every man.
10 to 1?
10 to 1.
Be
and
serious.
It's more and more like that, you know.
Shout out to 10 to 1.
We cater to the female audience, you know, with the songs, which is why a lot of the songs are simplistic and basically, you know, talking about tricking and talking about the stuff females like to hear. You know,
love that.
Because the females control the market here.
That's what's up.
Well, that, but now they control the market everywhere. It's 13-year-old girls.
Yeah, that's just the, yeah, that's but the demographic. Here in the South, because there's this type of...
There's more girls.
I wouldn't say stigma, but you know this gentleman thing of catering to a woman. You know, up north, cats are rude to women. You know what I mean?
Hey, hold on, hold on. Hold on. I'm a North cat, man.
Let's hear his point, though.
I'm an up north cat. Before I get you there,
hold on.
I'm not trying to generalize, but I'm just saying in the South, they're still into courting women type stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I always heard a southern gentleman.
That's what I'm trying to hit at, that southern gentlemanly thing. You know, because...
We're going to take your southern peach.
I'm a southern gentleman from the south side.
We never had that misogyny like that here, you know?
Yeah, I feel you.
It just started coming in. It just started coming in when, really, L.A., the West Coast influenced us to be misogynist. It's the West Coast that influenced Ghetto Boys, 8 Ball, and all them, you know?
That's true. Yeah.
Before that, you know, cats were listening to New York music here. But when that West hit, it got us gangstified.
Oh, the West
it
changed the game. Changed the game. I mean, you had Kool G Rap was really the only New York cat that was, gutter and street
is the West Coast cats.
Yeah, but then, you had... The West Coast hit, and it totally changed the game. You know what, man?
Right.
Yo, can I get you to stay on the line? I want to spin a track here and get into some music, but I'm digging the conversation, though, so I want to come back to you. We'll get back after the break.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, man. Shoot. Shout out to Suge Knight, man. Hey, dude got some real conversation.
Suge Knight Jr.
Suge Knight Jr.
Hold on now.
Yeah, my bad. It's Suge June. Yeah.
Don't get me twisted with the wrong Suge.
All right, yeah. Yo, I apologize.
I haven't hung out a window in years.
And I ain't trying to start.
I'll be damned if I fall out a window today. Fuck off.
Oh, man. Oh, man. You know what, though? I'm about to spend some of this NY oil. Cheese.
Yes, sir.
Y'all should all get
here. We go.
This shit right here struck a chord with me, man. I've been listening to this for the last couple weeks. It's a banger, man. Episode 64, we live.
You're quite hostile.
Y'all should all get lynched.
You're quite hostile.
This the best y'all can come up with? Wait, shit.
Self-serving, you're not serving, it's not working. Leave them hurting, them blood vessels burst in the first and I was cursing. What the fuck just happened? Got your hairline split and we was only rapping. I tapped jaws for the cause, my claws are sharper than yours. This lion roars as he was against nature's laws. Crabs in the barrel, y'all could all get pinched. And yo, that fried that chicken nigga need to get lynched. And all you coon ass rappers, y'all should all get lynched. And all you fake ass gangsters, y'all should all get lynched. Because Malcolm X died for you to act like this. And Martin Luther King died for you to act like this. And if you brag about killing your brothers, you bullshit. And all you whore ass bitches, y'all can suck my dick. Cause Huey Newton got killed for you to act like this. And it's the best you could come up with. Bitch. People's floating for a week on New Orleans streets. And only Kanye West wasn't scared to speak. Which is deep, cause ghetto niggas is quick to beat other niggas that they think they can beat. Nigga bid 3 times, he don't give a fuck. Try the right thing, stumble just once, he giving up. Plus niggas love excuses, excusing are useless. But it's dumb when it comes to the good ones, they ruthless. Brother home from college, oh, this nigga ain't shit. Nigga come home from jail, yeah y'all all on his dick. Picnic and barbecuing and celebrating for nothing. Even Africans is calling y'all niggas. Ain't that something?
Y'all should all get lynched. Y'all could all get lynched. Y'all should all get lynched. It's the best y'all can come up with.
So all you fake thug rappers, y'all should all get lynched. And all you coon ass rappers, y'all should all get lynched. Barry Gordy paved the way for y'all to act like this. Nina Simone walked the way so you can act like this. And all you dumb ass broads, y'all deserve what you get. Cause a good man ain't shit if you dare to be legit. Oprah Winfrey broke her back so you can act like this. And it's the best you can come up with. Ain't shit. Oh dear, my dear, who's on Chris this year? He won't have none of this shit next year, I fear. On YouTube, black girls left the hall for free. With a thong up her ass yelling, notice me! With your tits popping out, hoping someone to bless you. Bitch, hoes get pimped, not treated special. I saw this porn online, shit blew my mind. Had to be the biggest disrespect of all time. White boy and a black girl on a dirty bed. Had a moaning high Hitler with his foot on her head. Nigga fucked her in her ass till his face turned red. And then he stopped and nutted on her face instead. I mean, come on, y'all niggas take a whole lot of shit. But when the brother say something, y'all quick to bitch. Y'all'll backstab each other, cut a brother's neck.
And then you wonder why niggas gets no respect. So all you sell out niggas, y'all should all get lynched. And all y'all ignorant rappers, y'all should all get lynched. Bam Bada made a way so y'all can act like this. And Cool Herc made a way so y'all can act like this. And all you rappers telling lies, y'all should all get lynched. And all your times in disguise, y'all should all get lynched. Grandmaster cut fast and you act like this. And it's the best you could come up with? You ain't shit. Y'all should all get lynched. Y'all could all get lynched. Y'all should all get lynched. And it's the best y'all could come up with? Wait, shit.
Yeah, NY or I said it. Fake ass, frontin' ass niggas. Disrespecting the race. Fucking race traitors. Time I turn around, I can't listen to the goddamn radio. My kids in the car. Y'all niggas is steady on the radio, frontin' about some shit y'all ain't never gonna do. Talking about blocks, y'all ain't got locked. Niggas is running on a video. Time I see y'all niggas is running from something. Running from the cops. Running from your motherfucking responsibilities. Bitch ass niggas. You ain't pressing nobody with that gay ass shit, nigga. Straight like that. You know what I mean? Y'all dirty ass broads. Yeah, I said it. You stinking ass broads. Up on the motherfucking TV shaking your ass like ain't nobody taught you no better. We got little queens looking at this bullshit. Getting influenced by this here bullshit. Man, hey, look here, man. Where the real groups at, man? Hey, yo, Chuck, man. Let's get this PE thing going again, man. Hey, grab this nigga Flavor Flav off that coonin' ass beans. One shit they got him doing. Hey, yo, Griff, what? Yo, Griff, where you at, babe, bro? You know what I mean? Where the brand newbians at, man? Let's wake these cats up, man. Poobah, come on, let's do something right here. Hey, yo, Paris One, drop some knowledge, daddy. It's that time, man. This shit is getting the fuck out of hand, you know what I mean? Man, it's NYO, kid. Look here, y'all. Y'all should all get lynched.
That's that joint right there, man. That is that cut.
Pardon, yeah, my whiteness. Pardon my whiteness. You know what? That, you know what?
Never!
Nothing to do with it.
What's that?
It's about rap music.
Your whiteness?
It's about rap music.
Yes, indeed.
Songs about fucking rap music.
Yeah. Let's get back to my man, Shug Knight Jr., though.
Shug, what up?
Oh, no.
What's good,
Oh, he
man?
Held that whole time.
Yeah. But there was something else that struck me about New York Earl that was strange. And I felt like he told on himself.
Okay, in what way?
Well, he referenced a lot of the fans of Nas that get emotional about Nas being criticized as being stans, you know? Mm-hmm. And he also said that he subscribed to this message board. That's the same term that they use on this message board all the time. And I'm not even going to reference this message board because I think a lot of people know what it is. But they're like the biggest anti-Nas site in the world. It's founders anti-Nas, you know?
Right.
Okay.
You so, know, because he's already been exposed for being a whore for Def Jam.
I don't you think know? You know, he said that he gets a lot of hate, though, by on the message boards. People coming at him saying that you a hater, this, and this,
yeah,
and this.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Any opinionated person is going to be a hater, you know. But what I'm saying is New York Oil is not bringing nothing original as far as the Nas criticism. The shit he's saying, Jay's been saying.
Oh, yeah, Jay-Z said, just because you wear a kufi don't mean that you're smart. That was right, one of his famous...
Right.
When Jay was like, just because you wear a kufi don't mean that you're smart.
Yeah, you don't understand what he's saying.
You know?
Yeah. So, right. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of people then taking shots. And, I mean, to me,
what makes New York Oil's statement so profound and as far as the Nas criticism, I don't understand. I thought he was going to bring something new to the table.
I think he's had the most thorough criticism. I mean, the yes. Dude broke it down from A to Z.
Yeah, he keeps his point going.
Yeah, I mean, he had no problems outlining everything that he had. That's why
I don't know, because when I was on that chat board, a lot of them cats were saying he's kind of all over the place with his thoughts. He's not focused. It's like his criticisms runs from, oh, Nas is overhyped, to Nas hasn't kept it straight. Nas is not... I mean, pinpoint it as to what's your main beef with Nas, because he really does sound like a hater, you know?
Yeah. He acknowledged that, though. Like he said, when you go into that conversation, it's a no-win. No matter what he says, you're going to get the hate label, regardless. And, I mean, he acknowledged that, and the fact that you know that you're going to get that hate label, but you continue to speak out on it.
It's hard to do.
That's hard to do. That ain't easy. But if he continue to do it.
I don't know, because when Dipset was coming at Nas, a lot of people was feeling them on that. Why Nas had to just go off on Camden and not move? Nas has made some dumb mistakes. I admit, there's some shit I don't like about Nas that I criticize. But I think Neo R takes it to the extreme where, like, this dude seriously has a problem with him. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it could.
That's what it sounds like,
Yeah, I mean, so you think it's personal, really?
I hope not. I don't think New York Owen is that type of dude. I really respect his craft, you know, but, I mean, he was really taking the conversation a little too far. When, I mean, in that interview with y'all, he referenced the whole, the tech situation with a large professor being on tour. I'm like, what is the relevance of that to this situation now? Are we questioning his street cred as well? What the hell?
I think he's just trying to prove that he was there. I think people look at him as like, who the F is NY Oil? But if you go back and look at his history, he was a member of the UMCs, which is like, their debut album dropped in 91.
I didn't know that shit. Damn.
Yeah, you remember the track Blue Cheese?
That's a good point.
Hell yes, I remember Blue Cheese. Yeah. That was
his group.
Classic.
Yeah. So he's been around since that era.
Staten Island or something?
Yeah, yep, Staten Island. So he was around in that era, knows the cats from that era, did shows with the dudes in that era. So he's just trying to basically show that he's not some dude that just popped up in 06 and wants to criticize. He's got the history.
My next question. He was part of the UMCs, which was basically like happy rap back then. You know, how the hell he got so angry, you know?
Now, you ain't asking. See, the thing is funny, because you asking shit that I asked myself. So I did some reading. Then they UMC's second album was a little more.
It was a little
more street, but then they had some songs that still sounded like the first album, so people kind of got conflicted, like, what's going on? I can't speak for the internal thing. I don't know what happened and why they decided not to drop another album after that, but what I read was that there were some differences in the group as far as which direction they should go. And I'm going to go ahead and take a stab at it and probably say NY Oil wanted to get maybe more street, more militant. Okay. And maybe the other cat wanted to keep it more, you know, lighthearted. Yeah. And, you know, and I don't know if that's right or not. You know what I'm saying?
NY wants to get out of this conversation.
Does he? Okay.
You want to pull him in?
I'd love to pull him in. Can we get you the hold 1 second, man?
No, we can.
We're going to pull NY Oil in on a conference call. I love where this is going, man. There's some interesting talk.
Great interview.
I love
you, motherfuckers.
No.
It's like talking to 10 bras at the bar, you dick.
What's happening?
Yeah.
Oil, you there?
No.
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Oil.
Hey, hold on.
All right.
Okay, hold on.
Hey, we getting it straight. Don't y'all
worry. Yeah, we setting everything up, man.
That's right.
But no, I love this. Is, you know, it's that real conversation. I like it when
the listeners know more about a situation than me. And I appreciate that, Shug, your dick.
Yeah. I love it.
I don't even admit that motherfuckers know shit more than me, ever.
No?
Never, dog. This is like one of my few times, so appreciate that shit. Shuggy.
Nah, man. I've been doing my reading, dude. Doing my research. And this shit I remember, though, from being a youngin'.
Right.
I mean, I wasn't that young. I mean, it was like 15. I was in high school.
A lot of shit happened. I didn't really realize where the backing was, where the real relevance of what was happening really was.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm younger than you. What you got, 4 years on me?
Three, I think. About three.
Eight.
31.
28.
All right, okay. We got him on the air.
What's up, Oil?
Yeah.
What's good, Oil?
Yo, it's off.
Hey, we got Oil on, and we still got Shug. You still with us?
Yes, indeed. Okay. Yeah.
All right, Oil, go ahead.
Black man, how you feeling, Shug?
What you say?
I said, what's up, Black man? How you feeling?
I've been seeing you. You know, I usually don't do this, but, man, I had to take a break from the family to comment and, you know, check you guys out. I was just wondering, you know, it seemed like your history on the legacy of Nas, you know, was just seemed a little bitter and just a little off base. I don't get what you were saying there, that the source had kind of influenced fans to roll with Nas as being a legend. You know, I thought it was like general agreement that the man was hot, you know?
Okay, well, you know, first let me say that, you know, I respect and appreciate your opinion, my G. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
you agree with me or not is neither here nor there, because your opinion is important. And I'm going to correct any mischaracterization about me, because, you know, that speaks to my integrity. So I got to say whether that's correct or not. But in short, that's your prerogative, and I'm not going to try to change that, because I ain't trying to sell nobody on my idea of how things went.
Right.
I am going to say is this, and have a little fun with me real quick. Can I do an experiment with y'all?
Go ahead.
Because my thing is marketing, all right? So check this out real fast. I'm going to give y'all four words, all right?
Okay. All right,
and here are the four words. Ocean, moon, carriage, ball. You got me?
What was the last one?
All right.
Ocean, moon,
carriage,
and ball, right?
Okay.
All right. Don't say it out loud. Name a type of car in your mind. Name a type of car.
Model?
Yeah, model of car. Whatever model of car comes to you. You have to name them out loud.
Lexus. I don't know. Lexus.
Okay, cool. All right, that's one. All right, now watch this. Now, you still with me? What we say?
Yeah.
Ocean, moon, ball, and what was the other one?
You said carriage?
Yeah.
Ocean, moon, ball, and cabbage, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now don't answer the question. I'm going to answer it for you. Name a type of clothes detergent. You understand? Clothes detergent. Think of a type of clothes detergent.
Okay.
Ocean, moon, ball, carriage. Now name a type of clothes detergent. Now let me ask y'all a question. Is the type of clothes detergent you thought of, is it Tide?
Yes, sir.
Nah, I did. Not for me.
I thought Tide.
Hell no, not for me.
Who thought Oxydol? I thought Tide.
I said
how
game.
Many of y'all thought Tide?
I had game.
Yeah, I said Tide.
I got that at the house.
Did I get more than one person thought Tide?
My man Mac. Yeah, the white dude said Tide. He the one with the money.
So he only want to afford some real. The thing is, this, yeah,
his jaw smelled fresh and clean.
I watched this marketing dude where he was talking like, I have a sales background. I used to do telephone sales.
Mm-hmm.
I learned about that is about how to manipulate the way people think by framing words.
Okay.
And a real clear frame is there's a sales tactic called, like, it's like a bait and switch type of thing where I'm not going to sell you the product that I want you to buy. I'm going to sell you on the person who I'm going to have sell you the product I want you to buy. So I'm telling you how incredible this dude is I want to introduce you to. Yo, you gotta meet my dude. Yo, this dude is incredibly smart. He's on point. Yo, he do his thing. Yo, he be making it happen, son. So by the time you meet this dude, you so hyped up at who this dude must be. Like, whatever this dude talks was like the gospel. And that's a sales tactic, that's a marketing tactic that's been used for years.
I know, and I hate to interject, but it's like, to me, you're trying to say that Nas is basically the product of some marketing conspiracy that we bought into all this hype because of this imagery and all that. I don't roll with that. Like I said, I told these cats, I'm from the backwoods of Georgia. I had to get mixtapes sent down here when I was going to school here. I didn't know nothing about the hype of Nas. I just heard him on some Stretch All-Star mixtapes and was like, this motherfucker is nice, you know?
And the way that you was exposed to it, you feel me? Now, watch what I'm saying. Remember, the way you was exposed to it, if you was listening to Bob Vito and Stretch Armstrong mixtapes, the way that you, and maybe you might be different, Paul, and I can't speak to the situation, you know what I'm saying? But I'm saying the way you were exposed to it, you were exposed to it vicariously through somebody else who has been manipulated that way. Remember, I'm telling you, again, you know what my background is. I spoke on, I don't really talk about
it. I mean, but if that's the case, then I was manipulated into liking Rakim or Melly Mel or Cool Keith or any great MC. I don't buy that. I like it because it's hot. There's no rocket science to this, you know?
Talk about Cool Keith and Rakim and all of them. Yo, we talking pre-source. We're talking before the marketing machine behind hip hop existed, Paul. That's
a problem. But I mean, there was a marketing machine behind them. I mean, I heard Cool Keith first. They played the fuck out of him on 98.7 Kiss.
At first, I didn't like Ultra Magnet, but I took the time to fucking listen and be like, yo, this shit is hot. It's just having an open ear. I think you're kind of insulting a lot of fans by saying that, well, goddamn, we like dope music based because somebody say we like dope music.
People,
you know?
You like a lot of stuff that you don't realize you like because somebody told you to like it.
Don't. Oh, man.
You know, brother, let me tell you something. If you believe you, half the stuff you probably own right now ain't because it's a quality product, but because the product's been marketed to you and you associate it with a quality product. That's what goes on in this world. If you're not recognizing that, you're living on two different planets. His brother's walking around with jeans that's costing hundreds of dollars, not because they work hundreds of dollars, because they're making them in the same sweatshops that they make them $10 jeans that Stephen Barry got. It's the same Chinese sweatshop is making them, but somebody told you that, oh, this is,
yeah,
this is almost
so stable. I understand that analogy right there, but I'm saying that don't apply.
Chet put his name on it. People, that's what marketing is. They buy staff psychologists that get behind marketing, B. Now, listen, I'm a customer too, because I'm buying stuff too. But I just so happen to have been in situations where I've been behind the scenes to see how these people do. I could get people's credit cards, social security numbers over the phone right now because of the technique that dudes taught me in a little closed room, brother. I'm not making it up, and I'm not denying that.
Like I said, you know.
And I'm gonna put on something. I'm not. I made that point. And the reason why I went to that space is because, number one, everybody in the world ain't a Nas fan, Paul.
I agree. I understand that.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? And the attention of people that's like, yo, son's all right, he's nice. But he's not that nice. Damn.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, I want to take a break, get into a joint. Yeah, I'm loving the conversation. Can we get both of y'all to hold on?
Sure.
Cool. All right. We're about to jump into a little Joel Ortiz, man. Hip hop. Since that's what we arguing about. It's what the fuck we love. That's why we doing what we doing. Let's get back to it. Episode number 64. One time.
Yo, do me a favor.
What?
Accidentally step on your white sunglasses. We don't wear those over here. This is hip hop.
That's right.
This is Carhartt jackets. Timberland boots unlaced.
Yeah,
this is champion hoodies. Chicken wings and french fries.
Man.
RIP pieces on the handball court.
You see,
this is us still fighting police brutality. This is hip hop.
I ain't trying to bring New York back. I'm just a breath of fresh air. That good old New York rap. Slick talk to the track. Come on, who brought that to the game? Graffiti all on the train. Get up your name. I don't feel how I used to feel. I'm in my 20s, so a new Nas joint used to give me the chill. In the barbershop. Trying to cop a new hot tape. The Rob Lowe's was crazy. The doo-wop's great. It's hip-hop. And yes, I'm a fan first. If you from the South, finger snap to your hands hurt. If you from the West, W's in the air. If you from the East Coast, act like you from here. The good old two-step, the classic head nod, the thirsty ice grill. Who wants to get raw? That was the energy in the club. On the real, that was the energy that I love.
Oh, man.
This is hip-hop, hands up, if you forever a fan of hip-hop. I wake up hip-hop, go to sleep hip-hop, dream about hip-hop, cause I am hip-hop.
Oh man.
This is hip-hop, hands up, if you forever a fan of hip-hop. I wake up hip-hop, go to sleep hip-hop, dream about hip-hop, cause I am hip-hop.
I ain't tryna make it dance, I just rip beats, but the soul in my voice give you quick feet. I don't know what it's like to not dig deep. When I'm holding this mic, I don't just speak. Pip squeaks, the tides come in and the earth shakes. 200 mile an hour winds, I'm your worst fate. Birth date, July 6th, 1980. How can your age even matter when you rhyme this crazy? Oh man, I gotta thank the Lord, cause when this pen in my hand, I don't think that hard. It just happens. Wrist action, classic in the making. I kick back and just laugh. I'm happy, I'm amazing. Look at me, gaze into my eyes, see the poverty. Now understand why me and this music just gotta be. It's something that's inside of me and I can't shake. So I embrace it and let y'all taste it. Oh man.
This is hip hop. Hands up if you forever a fan of hip hop. I wake up hip hop. Go to sleep hip hop. Dream about hip hop. Cause I am hip hop.
Oh man.
This is
is hip hop. Hands up if you forever a fan of hip hop. I wake up hip hop, go to sleep hip hop, dream about hip hop, cause I am hip hop. Something happened to my body when that track smoking. Yeah, I swim all wild of the beat, I be backstroking. I'm the best and my fans are second that notion. I be the last man standing with my back broken. Crack open a couple of 40, celebrate me. My competition, man, they squared in the H3. I run circles around them like the skate game, turning little buzzing and yo, whatever happens, so don't play B. I ain't talking shit, I just got an awful gift that'll make your office doors get stiff, they won't open. So no bragging and no boasting while I'm hungry. Matter of fact, don't do that when I got a lot of money. Yep, I'm feeling myself, that sound right. You gotta step in that ring like, listen, I'll pound Mike. You gotta step on that court like I could hold down Mike. The way I step on that stage and had a whole crowd like,
oh man,
this is hip hop. Hands up if you forever a fan of hip hop. I wake up hip hop, go to sleep hip hop, dream about hip hop, cause I am hip hop.
Oh man,
this is hip hop. Hands up if you forever a fan of hip hop. I wake up hip hop, go to sleep hip hop, dream about hip hop, cause I am hip hop.
Oh man,
oh man,
joint.
Oh man,
yo, yo, Ortiz. Yo, I want to let you know.
Yo, turn the turn.
God damn it,
what was that? You can hold down a conversation like no other, brother.
Nah, man, I appreciate the compliment.
I don't even like people like that. I be like, fuck people. Yo, I don't even know what's wrong.
Yo, these
you make
probably,
me feel
nah,
like
yeah, we about to jump
into
them.
Fighting right now.
Nah, man,
let them be.
We gonna continue.
No. This is a good conversation. Yeah, no,
this is the real conversation.
This is
what I like.
Conversation.
It ain't no sensationalism. Exactly. I mean, New York all he ain't said nothing disrespectful.
Nah,
you know, we just disagree, but.
That's, yeah, but that's,
I mean,
what
I don't, and like I said, I don't feel like, because you know, at the end of the day, I'm not, I don't really, and I want to say this clear, I don't want to really be caught up in a build on whether Nas is ill or when he got started, because that's really not my issue.
Yeah, it's not even important. It's just,
yeah, it's not.
I just, right. I just felt like it had to be touched on because, and then you led into something else, but the whole marketing thing. With Nas, I'm telling you, that wasn't there. If anything, it was a horribly marketed project. We didn't get there's no airplay for none of them damn songs on Illmatic. It took, what, like 6 years to go platinum, you know?
Yeah, that's true. It took a long time. That shit sat at
gold. Ready to Die was smashing the scene.
But let me ask you this. Where were you at when you was getting exposed to Illmatic?
Man.
Where was I? I was going to school here in the South. I first came down here to fucking Savannah, Georgia.
Bomb. In of itself, that speaks volumes, Paul, because, and respectfully, because.
I sought it out. I had to seek out the music. There was no outlet for it. I had niggas in New York send me tapes.
All right, so back to you, but now check it out. If you're in Savannah, Georgia, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm in New York. It's where I'm from. It's where I'm at. Right. Well, at the time, New York was the hip hop central. That was a good time. Everything was happening from here. You dig it?
Yeah, I know. I'm originally from the Bronx, 166 Washington. Yeah, I can vouch for that.
So the majority, what was going on when you talk about the whole marketing, the street teams, the snipes. People out there pumping. When the street things really was first developing like this at this point. When you actually get a group, a bunch of interns and like that. This was when this was really popping off. Like
that is, it was still an underground feel because you remember Ron G. All the mixtapes were pop, real mixtapes, not this bullshit now. You know, real mixtapes where you had Black Moon playing alongside a Biggie or the commercial, you know what I'm saying?
No, indeed. You're talking about the doo-wop tapes,
equal,
all the
ear. It was equal ground back then. So I don't, the commercial aspects of shoving something down somebody's throat, that didn't take place, especially with Nas. You know, I mean, it was to me, Nas Illmatic was an acquired listening to it because I played that shit.
Sure.
Down there it was when I introduced Cat to it.
Down there, I'm sure it was. Just like when I moved down to Atlanta in 90, I moved down to Atlanta in 95.
They took the Biggie like it was water. They took the Biggie because Biggie had more.
Let me dive in on this one real quick, too, because this is something, being in Michigan, I can speak similarly to what Sugar's saying, because in Michigan, we surrounded by everything, and really no one in Michigan was popping at that time.
Exactly.
Yeah, and so the thing is, we got on Nas. Yo, I used to go to school, be rocking Nas on a, like, if it was a mixtape, and cats here was like, Oh man, everybody was West Coast in Michigan at that time. What the fuck is wrong with you? Why are you listening to that New York shit?
Yeah, exactly. They told me the beats was wet. They was fucking with beats.
Yeah, they was like, the beats is dry. All they do is sample, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And so we had to, you know, we sought Nas out, love what we heard, like a lot of other artists from that same era.
Right. Real hip hop was what they hear. You know, and that's what I'm saying.
And I can honestly.
Real hip hoppers got moved by marketing schemes and shit like that.
I think he's got a point. Marketing does play a role.
I think that y'all are taking, and it's a problem with a lot of people taking them. Let them know that certain things existed when they were dealing with a thing. Yo, I'm not taking nothing from what y'all saying. If that's how y'all got it, that's how y'all got it. Bro. I can't. Who am I to be something to tell you? No, you didn't. You got this. They told you this. I'm not. Definitely not going to do that. That's fool talk. You feel me? But at the same token, when I tell you, and again, a lot of my witness, I can't, you give it as you take me on my word or not. Remember, I was an artist then. I was in those labels. I was there watching how they did it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I watched how they did it for our group. I watched it, Paul. I was at these marketing meetings. I watched how they did it. I watched how they focused the demographics. I watched people pay people money.
Are you saying basically Nas is just a benefit of great marketing?
No, sir. I'm not. Remember what did I say earlier when we first started this interview? Nas is ill. I'm not taking that from him. I'm not taking that. What did I say? If you were a Nas fan and you heard his music and it moved you and you was like, bye when you heard it, love that brother for that. I'm not taking none of that away from him.
What I'm saying
is to be put in a position. And he's the greatest dude. And you talking about and on the same album? So what about AZ? You gonna say AZ don't be getting
nice. No. See, that's the distinction. I never said he was the greatest of all time because personally, to me, y'all still there?
That's what I'm speaking.
Personally, to me, y'all still there?
Yeah, we here.
Personally, to me, Terrence One is the greatest of all time to me.
Hold on. And that's a good point because I wanted to ask, when we was talking so much about Nas, I wanted to ask NY Oil, out of that era of the early 90s rappers that came out, who do you place as the highest? Like, who do you respect
more?
Let me answer that. That's like saying you have a best friend. I'm too grown. I'm too old to have no best friends, bro. You know what I'm saying? And then when you're an artist, it's harder to even be on it like that because you don't see these people because you do that. So they're peers to you. They're just so at the very most, what I can say is that they were artists because you gotta understand there's different styles to MCing.
Yeah, no doubt. But the thing is, though, like I produce tracks though, and I can admit though, if someone is hotter. I can say this dude is that dude.
Yeah, deal. I got to give it up.
Yeah, you know? I can admit that.
Talking, all right, listen. Rakim is lethal, right?
No doubt. Right. He get my vote.
Check it out, though. In terms of building and a complexity of rhymes, cadences, in terms of building a point, if you listen to Move the Crowd, standing by the speaker, suddenly I have this fever, wasn't either neither Summer Madness. But I can't stand around, so the closer and the closer I get, the better it sounds. Mm-hmm. Yo, that's like, yeah, that whole build, that whole verse, that whole stanza is the essence of what MCing is. But then if you talk a bit, I bet, so then that would make Rakim the greatest to some people. Mm-hmm. And to me, it would make him, if you just took
it. It's subjective. Subjective.
That's one of them things. There is no right or wrong answer. Saying.
Listen. But then if I take Slick Rick and you talk Lottie Dottie, or you talk The Great Adventures of Slick Rick, that entire album, which is phenomenal. When you hear the way he puts together stories, and the way he could throw in the character, that makes him the greatest to me.
Who's got a big broad in the room?
Everybody's got a
real big bitch in the room.
And I'm saying in terms of shock value rap and just being articulate and word selection, Nas is the greatest in that point. When it comes to social commentary, I might roll with KRS-One. When it comes to straight flowing, I might roll with Rakim. You know, I mean, it's subjective. You know, but at the end of the day, I just don't buy this. I don't buy this theme that you got that great marketing and demographics and all this stuff is what gets B-boys like me into music. I'm still a B-boy. I call myself a B-boy. I'm going on almost 40 years old, you know? So, I love the music. That was it. There's nobody that can sit there and say, street teams, this.
Call it the same song. I'll give you a perfect example. You just said, I'm listening to the show. You just said, when they told you what group I was in, you was like, oh, ain't they happy about it? Because somebody told you. That's what
honestly, when I heard Blue Cheese on WBLS. It had a happy sentiment to me, and I'm not meaning to be disrespectful. I love Blue Cheese. I love the beats, you know? But
if you listen to Fruits of Nature, right, if you listen to that album, B, that's the exact same message as me as NYO. If you listen to One to Grow On, if you listen to Kids from Never Neverland, if you listen to Morals, if you listen to Job Talk, all of these are the same things that I'm speaking on, the same on Hood Treason as NYO, the same stuff. Right. Only song that it really is a departure is Y'all Should All Get Lynched, because Y'all Should All Get Lynched is just pure. There's a grown man with three kids, one's 18, one's 16, and one's 14, who's seeing him struggle in the streets because of what's out here, and he's frustrated, and he's speaking as a man. That's pissed the fuck off, to put it bluntly, you know what I'm saying? That's where you get the top. Where did that come from, you know what I'm saying? But when you talk about all them other songs, they're not happy about them songs. He was 19 years old at the time.
Well, I'm just going off Blue Cheese. You know, I mean, forgive me, I didn't delve deep into that album. But like I said, I don't want happy rap to be seen as a derogatory term, because to me, happy rap was like Heavy D was nice as hell. Kid and Play was nice to me. Hell, Salt and Pepper was dope, you know?
And
I don't see nothing to...
But you see how they, what they did was, and I hit, and do it not, again, watch this. And this is something that I bear witness to, and I don't know, you know what I'm saying, how y'all, I study rap, B, because it's my life. It's what I do for a living.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just saying, I can only comment from a fan's perspective. And when we greatest of all time might not mean nothing to you, but it means something to us, because as fans, as B-boys and shit, it's competitive. To me, hip-hop has always been like watching superheroes. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Like, who's better, Superman, the Legion of Doom, or the Justice League? You know what I'm saying?
That's a good-ass point, man. Basically, what he's saying, you can go round and round. I mean, but I love the discussion, because I had the same problem with my boys. We'll argue over who the hottest right
for
now.
Years.
Who was the hottest from the West back in the day? Who, I mean.
Why?
Yeah. But we just do it.
I know. I'm saying. Why?
There's no reason for it.
There's no reason.
But we just do it.
You
because
know,
we love
as
the
long
music.
As it doesn't get like.
Who's the biggest, best podcast in the world?
Like that, where they riding on each other. You know?
Well, again, I'm not, you know, when I'm, you know, when I'm. I would like to be able to offer the brothers a different paradigm. And that's where we're having artists on the show, or having the access to talk to artists, comes in. That's where the value of it comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yo, again, I think, you know, you're gonna take my word for it, you know, and I don't and do what you do. But when I'm telling you, you know, like I don't know if you heard at the point when I was talking about my love for Otis Redding, and then my mother saying,
yeah, well, you're talking about samples. Yeah, I feel that. I'm the same way. Yeah,
and, you know, and you and me and you are about the same age. We ain't. I'm sure we. Yeah, I owe my oldest son is, so you know I ain't no spring chicken. So, you know, so my point is, though, is what I'm speaking on, in all earnest, is what I saw when I was there. And I'm telling you but I could tell you stories about Wu-Tang from being there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
people would be like, and if you were a Wu-Tang fan, right, you would swear I was lying. You would swear, fuck this dude. He don't know what the fuck he talking about. Fuck that. Wu-Tang forever. Wu-Tang. And I'm like, son, I was there, son. I seen dude. This dude never got locked up. He's talking about moving keys. He never did.
Hold on.
I got a false being portrayed, because I ain't going to lie. I had a problem with Nas during his whole Escobar thing. I didn't fuck with him then. I did not like that whole era.
And as an artist, but also a fan, because I ain't been an artist the whole time. You dig it? Mm-hmm. Somebody looking at the dude saying, "Yo, this dude is nice, though. I ain't gonna front, like, you know, because you can't." Hey! Or you, then I'm hating. If I'm sitting on here right now saying this dude ain't nice,
Katie,
then I'm a hater. Straight jab.
Yeah, you're right, because True Guard from De La Soul said the same thing. Why can't we be critical without being called a hater? You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, come on, I'm not saying that far. I mean, and if anybody's saying it like that, then charge it to the head, not to the heart, because that's not where I'm coming from with this.
I'm giving a critical,
when I say critical, I'm not being a critic. I'm talking about critical thinking. I'm giving a earnest,
critical thinking,
rational analyzation of what I see, this, how I see the situation with this dude. And when you get on, and let's bring it back to the context of where all this comes from real quick, and tell me if y'all rock with me on this. Right. We're talking about a dude who throughout his whole career, I'm sure y'all agree with me, had to have a great difficulty articulating his position on any of these sensationalized albums that he comes out with.
I will give you that.
Out there, and he kind of like leaves it in the air, but never.
Yeah, I agree.
He throws it against the wall, and he waits to see if it sticks.
Let me just finish this thought real fast.
Go ahead.
So now, check this out. Now, we're talking about him coming out with an album called Nigga. All right, cool. Because when he came out with the title, y'all can play y'all this audio that I'm about to put up on my own podcast, right? That on the audio, I'm saying to Bruno Gaston at WRFG in Atlanta, when I was down there 4 weeks ago. I was like, yo, I'm not going to speak on his brother's music. I'm not going to speak on his movement. I'm praying. I pray for the brother that his wisdom is sound, because I don't know. Like I said, people can look at NYO and say, oh, fuck that dude because he made Y'all Should All Get Lynched, not really seeing where I'm going or what I'm trying to do, the framework I'm established. So if I don't want them to do that to me, I can't do it. I'm going to let his knowledge be born before I speak on it. But then now, this is what I said. You feel me?
And I agree. That's why I'm here, because I was on SOHH and you was the main topic for like 3 days, and I had to check this out.
Indeed. And then now check this out. Now watch this. Now all of this stuff we talk about is in the context of what? Let me make it a little personal for me personally. Here on Staten Island, there's a part of Staten Island called Noodle. We used to call it white boy land when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I've had bottles thrown at me. I've been hit with bottles and called nigga while people driving past in cars.
Wow.
I used to go to the mall. I remember one time when I was in the mall, my man John Paul Renard and my man Henry Toledo, and we were standing at the mall, boom, waiting for the bus. Henry is an olive colored Chilean dude. John Paul is Chilean too, but he looked white. You know what I'm saying? So, who's pull up in the car, pull out a fire extinguisher, and spray it all over me and Henry, because we dark skinned looking dudes, and laughing at us. Nigga, this is where I know nigga from, bro.
Damn.
My mother was growing up, when she was growing up in a home, when she was growing up, she was placed in front of the classroom, in front of all these white kids, and they made fun of her picking out her hair, calling her nigga. So when you tell me some dude who, to me, ain't manifesting no real knowledge, is going to say, yo, I'm called nigga, and then he come out with a song called
Be a nigga.
And then I'm listening to the lyrics of who's supposed to be this greatest rapper, the illest lyricist, and this is shit he got to say on this album, Paul? Talk to me, family. Nah, like, that? Come on, B. Who's the greatest rapper you talking about?
You made a good point,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I ain't trying to cut y'all cats.
That's what made me... That's what made me come to this site. Yeah.
The thing is, I don't want to cut y'all short.
About people here, B, and I don't mean to, you know, I'm just speaking excitedly because what this is about to me.
Hold on,
I mean, I'm loving the conversation. Is
I don't think this conversation.
NY Oil just made a good ass point.
Y'all both got good points.
The shit he just said drove it home. It made a lot of sense. Definitely.
Yeah, he clarified it. Yeah, he did.
And I mean,
yeah,
I hope, you know, I've
had a problem with that too, because it's like my brother, he's in the entertainment industry. He said the problem is Nas leaves it up for us to be accountable for it, where we gotta
explain it.
We gotta deal with the cats out here who's feeling so comfortable slinging this word out here. I'm in Georgia. It ain't cool here now. It's not gonna feel comfortable to see white kids going to the local Walmart or Target to get the nigger album.
You ain't never fucking lied.
With that funny-looking flag nigger on their car.
Ain't no white kids going to buy that album.
I have a big problem with that. So
I'll tell you like this.
And, you know, in my oil on that. I'm not feeling this. And I feel like it's a marketing ploy, and he desperate. Just make some damn good music. I think, stop doing with the shop value stuff, you know?
A lot of cats that had questions.
That's the space I'm in. Because that's where maybe that's my conversational tactic may be a little off, and I'm going to learn from Bill, and I'm thankful that, you know, I'm not going to throw this around. My whole point truly is on that level. Yo, here's a great example. Dave Chappelle. Boom. Excellent show. Like I said, I love the DVD. Love the show. Laughing. Oh, me and my kids watching. My wife. We have a good time off this dude.
But they pushed it to that point, though. They pushed it to that level where he couldn't go.
With all that nigga shit in there, right?
Yeah, he had a problem with it, even.
They was trying to get him to go further.
Thinking about you that got to go to work when you're going to work.
Yeah, deal with it, right. Having people that deal with it, right.
And you gotta hear some white boy talking about, hey, nigga, and all that. He's like, oh, come on, I'm a James, bitch. He's like,
exactly. Hey, yo.
Come
on. I'm gonna have to get off this phone because it's about to clip because of the charger. I'm gonna try to get on the board.
You never lie, you know? And why?
That dude, Suge, you know what I'm saying? You know, I appreciate, again, man, I really appreciate you coming.
Any problem, man. You know, and I'm glad you clarified where you're coming from. You was a real dude about it. Most cats, they get emotional and start belittling. We had a great conversation, you know, and I appreciate that. So I definitely support you, you know, and you know, keep doing your thing, you know, definitely. Hey,
no doubt.
And
why,
I appreciate where you're coming from, and I thank you because, you know, you showing that perspective is giving me the proper tactic of how to approach this issue because I don't want people to lose sight. And we're not talking about, I'm not talking about music or who's hot. I'm going to talk about the dignity of our people and our
people. Right.
Giving me that focus that if we talking about who he was or whether he ill or not, people going to lose sight of that. So I learned that from this, Bill. So I thank you for that, brother. Real talk.
Thank you.
Anytime. No doubt, man.
Yo, peace out to y'all. Yo, I'll be
respect.
Back. It's sure for Georgia. All right,
man. Thank y'all, both y'all be easy.
Okay, all right, peace.
All right, man. Yo, it's a shame. I'm hitting y'all with a fucking throwback. A fucking classic of mine that I listened to this song forever. Cool G Rap, man.
Again, it's Big G, running the number rackets, rearing Pele jackets, fast loop tactics, I'm well up in the millionaire bracket. The boss of four bosses, I own resources in the fortress, full resource with Olympic torches and Mona Lisa portraits. Jacuzzis and saunas, and eating steak and Benihana's, Bentley's limousine, the front yard street that's full of piranhas. I'm set, a private jet, I drink a lot of Bex, get a lot of sex, condo and duplex, diamond infested Rolex, the leather recliner, the wool units with silver china, sipping on finer wine, you see more shines of diamond miners, the highness, kingpin of heroin, I'm double when I have to bring the terror and handle business in each and every barrel in town and city, I'm rolling like Frank Nitti, I'm rich and pretty, back up kitties, I got crummies that's grimy and gritty, a nigga that's spunky and likes to keep his pockets chunky, making most of my money from all the dope fiends and junkies, I learn from the best, the ones that's living and the ones that's put the rest, so I bless my chest with a vest and pack of Smith & West, and then I'm off to get the snaps, not the scraps, the game is be a real Mac, the name is Cool G Rap. Under the wing, I swing it and does a thing. And if you step inside my ring, she'll bang it out and make your brains hang. She sits at restaurant tables with mink foxes and sables, drinking Chardonnay brand labels. She rock a sucker's cradle when, honey is more bounce to the ounce. She walks around with Lucci in large amounts, millions of socks with bank accounts. Her name is Tammy, got a beach house in Miami, rides around with a small Tammy in a silk and satin panties. A down hoe, a foxy brown hoe standing the ground hoe. And if you clown, yo, she turn into a bus around. Her fly is a heaven's angel, got set fires in her bangles, diamond earrings hanging dingle, getting money from all angles. She's pretty under the New York City bright lights. In real life, way after midnight, I hit it cause the slit's tight. Wake up early and make my rounds, break a break down. Back in the silver 4 pounds, some pounds be trying to get down. Light up a smoke and grab a stack of Cinos. Them slick stick up kids don't get no free, don't broke cause I ain't trying to be broke. I go so loud for G-Rap in this, honey, nothing's funny. It's a damn shame what I gotta do to
now get the it's money. A damn shame what I gotta do to make a dollar.
Motherfucker had the harmony. Did you see that?
Yeah, yo. that's that deal, man.
Harmonize.
Shoot, man.
Me like it.
Cool G rap.
Harmonize like them interviews we had. I'm gonna give us a whole hand clap, like Soulja Boys and things.
Big round of applause for Shook Knight Jr. Y'all can catch us writing at SOHH and a couple other blogs. Is it?
You wanna know I'm so glad that he was a good conversationist, because you want to know what?
What's that?
I'd be nervous about putting bloggers on the motherfucking air immediately before I know the motherfuckers.
Before you know them, yeah.
Yeah, because we are.
But there's a couple others I want to get at fresh.
Yeah, exactly.
Mook. Disorderly, yeah.
Be serious, Mook.
SK. Fresh. Anytime y'all want to call in,
we might cut y'all off. I'm not even gonna lie. I might do it my damn self. I don't even
cut SK.
Board.
SK is the king of bloggers. Damn it!
I work the boards with my pinky toe. My pinky toe got a ring on it. I'll be like, "Fuck niggas, cut y'all off."
Whoa!
I'm telling you something serious. Wow,
nah, man,
right.
Yo, big. I just love, man. I'm a fan of intelligent debate. When y'all can be, you're black and this dude's white, but y'all can talk. And not even talking about your racism. I'm talking about your point of view.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all opposites directly, but y'all can talk it out in butt heads, but in an intelligent way. I love that. I got mad love for the conversation. I know it ran long, you know.
Hey, ran long.
It is what it is.
Ran long.
Yeah. You could have spoke up, motherfucker.
Yo, what's up with the Vanilla Face?
Yeah, Vanilla Face could have said something.
Next time the oil come to Michigan, he need to come to the motherfucking studio. That's all I'm saying.
And I'm gonna tell you this: when oil come, we going to the show. Wherever is that?
That's
I want to go.
That's right.
I want to be there.
A live show.
Love is music. I ain't going. Because only people are gonna
don't
be there
scared.
To be throwing fists in the air, and I don't belong in that
I throw
fucking
fists
spot.
At your face
you get right
time.
There and raise your other hand, like yeah.
That little tiny.
I'll give you a black glove. You put on your white hand and raise it.
We'll give you some. some of that fake tan. What's that fake shit?
Anybody got shoe polish?
That fake tan.
That tanner. Hey, it should be orange.
Bronzer. You get bronze, nigga.
Fuck that.
You get bronze.
He said bronzer.
Fuck that.
But man, big shout out to Shook NY Oil. I love seeing the artists that we interview being able to come into the chat. Listen, and then hear what the fans are saying.
That's huge.
And get on here and discuss it. Exactly.
Encouraged.
That's what it's all about, man. I love it.
Interaction. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
And the whole thing, the marketing thing, I agree 90% with NY Oil. I don't think that Nas got big strictly because of marketing, but I do believe that marketing is a big reason why we have Soulja Boys, why we have a lot of these cats
only
see.
Oh, I mean, come on. Yeah.
It's
that, no belief.
It's
that's
not necessarily
truth.
That you like it.
Ringtones are the easiest thing to market in the
they
world.
They are. If you hear it enough, you want to get it.
That's right.
No doubt.
You want to know what song I've been playing in my fucking iPod? I deleted everything
I'm
out.
I'm going to take a guess. Hold on. Is it from the South one?
Yes.
Rocco, I'm going to do me.
Negative.
All right. Which one?
One more. Give me one more guess.
It's what's
a Weezy
that dude?
Song. It's a Weezy song. Go.
Oh, don't say lollipop.
No, negative.
I'm about to say, Jesus Christ.
I've boned enough 17-year-olds in my 18-year-old life to never listen to another 18-year-old.
Yeah, gossip.
Negative.
No?
Quitter.
I don't know that one.
Oh, Peep Game. Go look for it. I got it right
here.
He's
like, I'll wait.
Yeah. I'll call the blog.
I'll try to dig it. I'll try to dig it.
888 the hype, bitch. I'll be right there.
Quitter.
Oh, Jesus.
It's sweet.
It's a 3-hour show, dude.
It's past 3 hours, and you know what?
Why are you all uptight and sensitive, you motherfucker?
It's time sensitive. White folks be on their schedule.
White people be
like,
they
9 o'clock. Time to stop.
They're on a
what's up
shut
with
it
the
down.
I'll tell you why. They run by the Hope Foundation. You dick. I hope they don't steal my seats. You know, we'd be like, I wish a motherfucker would.
Oh, shit.
That's all they come down to. It's a simple.
What's up with
these
Vanilla Face?
Jimmy had to be on time like a motherfucker, too, boy.
He keeps pushing that
funny.
Button. Thinking
fuck
gonna
you.
Hurry up.
I love you, brother. My white brother. I like you.
Clap for myself and my white people.
He's silly, though.
I don't know what that means.
He said his white people. Why can't they be my white people?
I own the white people. I am the spokesperson.
I knew you was with the board. You
I knew you owned slaves.
Son of a bitch.
You're a slaver.
You and the board of directors.
That's right. Where you? Give me. I'm going to rob you. Don't get to this card. You got a card in your pocket.
Shit, man. It's been a crazy show. Episode 64.
How y'all love that?
Y'all got to love it, man. I mean.
Great show.
I don't think y'all have a choice.
Your iPod's full.
Your iPod is maxed out.
Want to know what I saw today? This was the whitest people thing I've seen in like months.
Oh, Jesus.
What's his name? Calvin.
Calvin who?
Calvin and Hobbs.
Oh.
Message.
What do you do?
Calvin and Hobbs. It was, I coached basketball, right?
Mm-hmm.
For the youths. Yo. I walked out, I saw this white people car. It was a van. It was a mama motherfucking van. I bet these kids play basketball and soccer.
Message, not white, and
baseball. And baseball. And I bet they said nigga all the time. Wanna know what I saw on the back of their window? I saw a sticker. It was Calvin Hobbs on his knees praying, saying, "Please, Lord, forgive me for peeing on everyone." That was the highest shit ever.
At least he wasn't peeing. I thought you was gonna say he was peeing on a Sambo or something crazy.
Oh, gee, I know.
He's peed on wait, he's peed.
That would have been terrible.
Hold on, he's peed on everything. He's like R. Kelly. Why not pray for forgiveness?
Don't get me started on that guy.
Okay.
Good Lord.
White people.
Episode 64 has been brought to you by Burnett's Vodka.
Burnett's.
Purple.
Yes. You get Burnett's and it burns.
That's right.
That shit.
Let it burn, bitch.
Watermelon, cherry, strawberry, apple, you name it. The vodka is there.
And want to know what?
And it does you right.
It does you right. That's right.
Yes, indeed. Shout outs to
What's
Adam.
What's up with the Vanilla
no
Face?
No Vanilla Faces here.
Shout outs to the Vanilla
Faces. Motherfucker, you.
Shout outs to the Vanilla Faces.
Shout outs to smoothbeats.com, the homeboy Adam.
No doubt.
James. We ain't shout him out in a long time. James, it's been overdue. What's good, James, at Hip Hop Directory? Mad
what's
love for James.
The song, the intro song?
Quest always get love.
Quest for not putting my name in a motherfucking song.
We working on a remix.
This is before you were in it.
It was too.
I have not talked.
You
to
were ungrandfathered in.
Yo, call me Quest. I'm just saying that.
Quest
right
will
now.
Call your ass too.
Hey,
you get a phone call tonight. He'll be like,
hey,
what's good?
Hey,
shout out to the BX and Quest, man.
Need to speak to you.
Yeah. Shout out to NY Oil. Shout out to Suge Knight Jr. Check him out. Check his blog postings. Y'all got any last words?
No.
Before we get shit faced,
make sure you tune into the live shows. Watch the blog.
Hey, can we keep recording?
Nah, dude.
We got another show. We got another caller coming in.
Do it. Oh, we'll keep it going. Y'all might get some special content later on in the week.
Yeah, yeah.
But this does it for the podcast. Does it for the live show.
Have fun with that.
Mad love for everybody.
That's right.
Can we get a cheers for my folks?
Cheers.
For sure. All right, bro.
Put a naked picture of me on the blog for LLQP.
Be easy, man.